BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. I gain nothing. Apostle Paul is explaining the most excellent way to the Corinthian congregations, according to chapter 12, verse 31, the last verse. By, quote, way, he means the way to live in Christ and to interact with others, especially other believers. The way is love, Galatians 5:11. Quote, love is agape in Greek, equivalent to Jesus' love manifested on the cross, John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Paul, using hyperbole, opens with three comparative illustrations, comparing supernatural gifts without love against the same gifts with the virtue of love. The super spiritual gifts were speaking in all tongues, prophecy, Solomon-like wisdom, immense faith, and profound philanthropy. He even includes suffering martyrdom through burning at the stake, as many early Christians had experienced at his time. Paul states that if I have super spiritual gifts and become a martyr without love, I gain nothing. Verse 3b. So, does this mean that if I use the spiritual gifts God gives me in love, then I will gain something? Oh, yes. Jesus, in some of his parables, teach this truth. Consider the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Those who invested wisely got a lot. They received a denarius. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. And then there's the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30, where Jesus included the phrase with, or concluded with, quote, for everyone who has been given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. So doing's not enough. Doing it with the right motives is what is required. The Pharisees and other religious leaders did many things. However, Jesus, the Messiah, their Messiah, if so they accepted him, rebuked them because they did not do them in love. I do not want to be nothing in Jesus' eyes according to this verse, these verses. I do not want to gain nothing and be humiliated at the Bema Seat when he comes again. Lord, forgive my hard heart.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.